This program is designed to provide general information with regards to the subject matters covered. This information is given with the understanding that neither the hosts, guests, sponsors, or station are engaged in rendering any specific and personal, medical, financial, legal, counseling, professional service, or any advice. You should seek the services of competent professionals before applying or trying any suggested ideas.
Beautiful, bountiful, beloved, immortal beings, and good-looking people. And remember, you're good-looking because you're always looking for and finding the good. And we have good in abundance. You have tuned in consciously and conscientiously to The Joy of Living with your humble host, Barry Shore. That's B-A-R-R-Y-S-H-O-R-E, Barry Shore. And access this at barryshore.com. And you have tuned in for one reason only. And that's the most important reason, because you care the most about you. Y-O-U-E-W-E. This show is all about you. That's the only reason I am on the air broadcasting, and because of you, because you want to be the best possible you can be. And when you're the best possible you, you create a better world. You build harmony, you build bridges, you build joy, happiness, peace, and love. And you're listening to The Joy of Living. And we're being carried through that magical, mysterious, mystical platform called Internet Radio, K4HD.com. And you can access on K4HD.com and send us notes. We get notes from people all over the world. You are joining 270,119 people this very moment. This is a special show. Okay, every show is special, but this one is unique. It's unique in several reasons. Number one, this is the first time in the decade called 2020 that we are broadcasting. That's very nice. This is also the beginning of a new era in the world, a new decade, a new year, a new time. New year stands for new, never-ending wonder, and year, yielding exceptional, amazing rewards. And you will be amply rewarded today because you are going to be hearing from and getting insights from a dear friend of mine who, I'm happy to tell you, is at this current moment 107 years and approximately 110 days into her lifespan. This is an amazing, beautiful, bountiful, beloved being. And her name is Aida. She'll be joining us in just a couple of moments. Right now, we just want to do things that we do on every show, which is to introduce you to 270,119 people around the world who all are working on the same three fundamental principles. Number one, life. Your life has a purpose. And the corollary to that is you can go mad. Because life has a purpose, you can go M-A-D. Go make a difference. Everybody in the world, no matter how small, how big you think you are, you can make a difference. Your life makes a difference. And the way to do that is by unlocking the power and the secrets of everyday words and terms. As an example, www. If you ask somebody, what does www stand for? They'll tell you it has something to do with the internet. And factually speaking, that's correct. But in our world of the positive, purposeful, powerful, pleasant essence of you, www stands for, drumroll, fanfare, da-da-da-da. What a wonderful world. And what a is a word, W-H-A-T-A. What a wonderful world. And our tip of the hat to Satchmo Louis Armstrong for enabling that song to go viral around the world and touch hundreds of millions, if not billions of people. And if you even think of the song and the melody, what a wonderful world, you start to smile. And SMILE is one of the acronyms that you need to know and internalize and utilize. SMILE, S-M-I-L-E, stands for seeing miracles in life every day. That's right, seeing miracles in life every day. Now look, we have about 230,000 people that tune into the show every week. So there's another 30, 40,000 people that come because their friends urge them to, and they love the show. And invariably, I get questions up on the board like I have right now, saying, wait a minute, I'm up for hours already, Barry Shore. I haven't seen any miracles. And I ask, are you here? Can you hear? Can you see? Do you have water to drink? Do you have food to eat? Do you have a place to sleep? Do you have friends? Do you have family? If you answer yes to any of these things, you are living a miracle. Millions of people did not get out of bed this morning. Some passed away. Some can't get out of bed. We're going to be meeting a dear friend of mine, a woman who is 107 years and 110 days into her lifespan, and she is full of vim and vigor, energy, because she is the embodiment of love. We'll meet her in just a few moments. We're going to continue and talk about these great acronyms. When you hear these kind of things like seeing miracles in life every day, you say, wow. Wow is a great acronym. It stands for words of wisdom or words of wonder. And when you do use these words, you're going to create a better world. CREATE is an acronym that stands for causing rethinking, enabling all to excel, causing rethinking. Because when you work with your neuro-linguistic programming and your thoughts, your words, your deeds are all oriented towards the positive, purposeful, powerful, pleasant essence of you, you become the best you possible. You build bridges, you build harmony, you create a better world. And the way to do that is with two words. When you learn these two words and you use them every single day for the rest of your life, consciously and conscientiously, not just saying them, but consciously and conscientiously using them, then you're going to make a world a better place. And those words are thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Because thanks stands for to harmonize and network kindness. To harmonize and network kindness. The Dalai Lama has been quoted as saying, and I've read, be kind whenever possible. And it's always possible. You go into the store and you order a fancy latte for $4.95. They bring it to your table. Thank you. You order that fancy latte for $4.95 and they didn't bring it to you. Matter of fact, you go up to the counter and they forgot about you. You have to order again. You have to wait there. And they bring and then they give it to you. You say the same way. Thank you. You walk out of the store and somebody holds the door open for you. Thank you. You walk out of the store and somebody slams the door on you. Thank you. You get up in the middle of the night and you stub your toe and it hurts. You say, thank you. And now I want to say thank you to this amazing, beautiful, bountiful, immortal being. Her name is Aida. I'm going to introduce her with a song. And it's from Verdi's opera called Aida, one of the most famous melodies that's been recorded and been, known throughout the world for the past 100 years or so. Bum, 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 ba da 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 da. My dear friend Aida, I hope you are there. Can you please say hello to 270,119 people around the world who want to hear from you? Please say a big hello.
Hi.
Yeah! That's her. Aida, do you know that Barry loves you?
I'm glad to be loved.
And she is so adorable. I got to tell you, in the country of the United States of America right now, there are, of a country of 338 million people, only 1,700 are over the age of 105. Aida is one of them. But not only that, Aida exercises in the swimming pool 4 times a week. Now, she's not swimming anymore, but she's in the water walking. And there's a special chair that she gets into from her wheelchair into this chair. And it picks her up and puts her in the water. It's like a ride at Disneyland and brings her in the water. And she's walking in the water. And I am honored and humbled to tell you that I swim next to her. And then I stop swimming when I see her. I stand up and I hug her. Aida, does Barry Shore love you?
Yes.
And do you love Barry Shore?
Yes.
Now, I'm going to ask you, what is your secret, if you could tell everybody, to not only being so long-lived, but living so wonderfully? Do you have some advice that you can share with us?
I don't know. I live a simple, normal life, an active life, and I'm always trying to be interested in what I'm doing.
Wow. I'm going to just repeat that, if I may, for people. I live a simple, normal, did you hear this? Normal life. And she is always interested in what she's doing. And I can attest to that because when I see her, she's not just walking in the water for 5 minutes or 10 minutes. She's walking in the water for almost an hour at a time. Now, granted, we live outdoors here in Southern California in a beautiful, warm, heated pool. And she has this gorgeous tan and these beautiful eyes. And when I see her, what she says to me is, Barry, sing me a song. Right, Aida?
That's right. Sing me a song, Barry.
Fairy tales can come true. It can happen for you when you're young at heart. And if you should survive to 105, and you've already passed that, think of all you derive just by being alive. And here is the best part. You've got a head start. If you are amongst the very young at heart. And she is. She is young at heart. I'm going to just make mention of something. Right now, Aida, one of the movies that just won a lot of awards is called 1917. And obviously, it's about World War I. I'm making mention to everybody that Aida was born before 1917. She was born in 1913. Aida, would you be kind enough to tell the audience worldwide one of your most vivid memories of when you were a kid, maybe 10 or 20 years old? Is there something that really stands out in your memory?
I'm sure there are many things that stand out, and I can't think of one right now.
Okay, fair enough. But I also want to mention that, as she says, she lives a simple, normal life. She was married, has two kids. Now, again, when we're talking about kids, I actually had the great pleasure of meeting her son at the pool because, again, Aida and I, we share the same lane together. She's walking, I'm swimming, and most people know I swim in an unusual way because I was handicapped in the sense that I was paralyzed from my neck down for a number of years. So when I swim, I have floaties on my legs and paddles on my hand and a snorkel and these goggles with a waterproof MP3 player. But I stop what I'm doing and I sing. And I got the great honor of singing Happy Birthday to Aida on her 107th birthday. Do you remember when I sang Happy Birthday to you, Aida?
Yes.
Now that was
lovely.
That was fun, and she loves it. When she sees me, she gets really close. She says, "Hi, Barry, sing me a song." Now, I got to tell you something. I forget my name sometimes, but she remembers. So one day at the pool, about 6 months ago, as she's getting out and her attendant is helping her, there's a fellow and his woman, obviously his wife, And they're in their late 60s or so. And we start talking. And I just talk to them because I like to talk to nice people. And then he says to me, oh, I'm Aida's son. he lives with his wife in Korea. And so when you're talking about kids, you know, the kids are in their 60s and such. But listen to this amazing woman. She challenges everybody in the sense that she lives simply, wonderfully. She does. She doesn't just sit. She gets up and she's active. I am blessed also to know one of her attendants. Her name is Jenny. Jenny is so full of life, and she's married with three kids, I believe. And together they are able to navigate what we call this beautiful life. And she brings such joy to me. I see Aida and I start singing to her. I sing to her songs like, you are so beautiful to me. Can't you see? You're everything I dreamed of. You're everything I need. And then I give her a big hug. And guess what? She hugs me back, right? Yeah. Right, Aida?
Right.
So I just want to say a huge thank you, deep from my inside, from my very soul, to you, Aida, and in front of hundreds of thousands of people who I hope will go to barryshore.com and then download this, listen to it again, and share it with other people. Because you've heard from someone who's not just long-lived, but lives large in the sense that she lives life to the full. As she just told us, she lives a simple, normal life, but she's interested in whatever she's doing. So when she's in the water walking, she's interested in that and she focuses. When she sees me, she stops and she looks at me and she smiles and she melts me when she smiles and says, and you hear that? Did you hear that? Listen to that voice. It's so beautiful. Aida, I'm crying tears right now because I love you so dearly. And I thank you. Yes?
I'm so happy to be so loved. That's wonderful.
Do you hear this, everybody? You are so wonderful to me. And but when she squeezes me, I got to tell her. Sometimes I ask Aida, please stop. You don't realize how strong you are. She hurts me. She squeezes me so tight. Oh, you're such a pleasure and a delight. I thank you for making the time today to do this, to take time out of your schedule and to be here and to give encouragement to everybody that's listening. I hope that these 200 plus thousand people share this with at least five people. That means a million people will be encouraged to learn that not only can you live long and live well, but do it with grace and charm and a smile on your face and a lilt in your voice. My dear, wonderful friend, Aida, I look forward to many more years together in the pool and being with you and feeling the sunshine and seeing that smile and singing to you. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Wonderful.
Okay. Are you ready for
it? Wonderful.
Thank you. Are you ready for a big hug? Here we go. I'm going to give you a big hug. Ready?
I want a bear hug.
Yeah, you're going to get a Barry bear hug. One, two, three.
Oh. That lasts me for a long time.
Well, it has to last you until next week when we're back in the pool and we see you again, okay?
Okay.
Thank you.
I look forward to it.
Thank you, beautiful being. We love you. Big kisses. Thank you.
I love you back.
Jenny. Okay, bye. Okay, everybody, that is, wow, one of the greatest human beings that I've had the great honor and privilege and pleasure of knowing and interacting with. We're going to have a short break right now. We'll come back so I can powder my nose and dry my eyes, and we're going to meet another amazing woman who is a swimmer, and she's a non-Nigerian. That's a 90-plus-year-old, and we'll be talking about her when we come back from this short break. Don't go away. More to come on The Joy of Living. Be right back. Oh, how happy this time of year is. Joy reigning supreme. Hello, Barry Shore here. Now, I have a quick question for you. Do you have stress? S-T-R-E-S-S, capital letters, stress, because you're supposed to be happy, and oh my gosh, maybe I'm not, and there's so much to do, and so many things to be done, and what am I going... Well, if you have stress, and you want to get rid of it, or you want to reduce it, and replace it with joy, then do this. Are you ready? Go to www.BarryShore.com. That's B-A-R-R-Y-S-H-O-R-E, BarryShore.com. Remember, WWW stands for What a Wonderful World. And treat yourself to the 11 strategies for living in joy daily. It's free, or your money back, cheerfully refunded, free. Do it now. You'll be happy you did. And let me know. Send me an email, send me a text, give me a call, and tell me how happy you are. Go mad and enjoy the holidays. Bye now. Beautiful, bountiful, beloved, immortal beings, and good-looking people. And remember, you're good-looking because you're always looking for and finding the good. And we have good in abundance. We have so much good that my cup runneth over with love. Okay, Barry Shore, keep your daytime gig. But I do enjoy singing in the shower or in the pool, sometimes underwater even, so people can only hear it. I can hear it. I love singing. And that's a great introduction to our next guest. Now, our next guest was not able to be here in person, so I'm going to be speaking about our next guest. And as I said, today is a very special day. This is the first day of the new decade. It's the decade called 20s, the roaring 20s, hopefully it will be. And when we mean roaring 20s, we don't mean just flapper girls and bathtub gin and prohibition, because we don't want that. We want roaring 20s in the sense of expanding marketplaces, expanding mindset, expanding peace in the world, and global intentions for goodness. That's really what a gig is. Global intentions for goodness. That's the real gig you want to be in. We talk about the gig economy, global intentions for goodness, and it begins with us. It's not pointing a finger at anybody else. It's me. When your global intentions are for goodness, then you're going to be able to help create that kind of atmosphere. Remember, CREATE stands for causing rethinking, enabling all to excel. Now, I do want to mention that I didn't do it with Aida, but your humble host does love to use four-letter words, and I like even using a four-letter F-U word, and I do it because of the shock value, but the four-letter words I love using are love, life, kind, give, free, and the four-letter F-U word, I like it because it shocks people, and it's fun. Well, there it is right away. Fun. F-U, capital N, capital N. Fun. Okay, I get numbers of questions up on the board here. Barry Shore, fun is three letters. Well, not in my world, and this is my world. That's why you're here. Remember, you're here tuning into the joy of living, because the show's all about you, Y-O-U. EWE. You want to be the best you possible. In order to do that, go to barryshore.com, BarrySHore, and you can access a lot of free information, especially the 11 strategies for living in joy daily, free, or your money back, free, cheerfully refunded. 11 strategies for living in joy daily, and lots of other wonderful things for free. So our next guest is not 107. She is a mere 97. Actually, she's 97, going on 9. She'll be 98 in just a couple months. And she is quite amazing. So as we said, Aida was born in the year 1913. By definition, our next guest, Mo Kornfeld, or Maureen, actually, is her given name, but Mo is her title. She is the queen of swimming. Yes, literally, the queen. Mo Kornfeld still swims. Mo Kornfeld still competes. Mo Kornfeld is a world record holder, but not just a world record holder in swimming, because we're going to talk a little bit about her life. So she was born in 1923, and I was able to speak with her today just before we went on the show. She wasn't able to be here. One of the reasons is because, in addition to being a champion swimmer and a very attentive person, again, a nonagenarian, you look it up, that means somebody in their 90s, she leads docent tours at the Los Angeles County Museum and at the Union Station in downtown Los Angeles. She leads tours. That means she's cognizant of what she's speaking about. She hasn't lost her abilities to speak, to think, to act. She drives. Now, people might be horrified. What do you mean she drives? What about Uber and things like that? Let her take a taxi. She drives. She's capable. And when she's not, she'll admit it. That's how wonderful she is. So let's talk a little bit about Mo Kornfeld, K-O-R-N-F-E-L-D. Mo Kornfeld is currently the oldest active member of the U.S. Masters Swimming. Now, I swim 2 miles a day, 6 days a week, and I've been doing that for over 12 years now. As of December 31st, 2019, I have logged, and I keep a log of every half mile, mile and a half, two, three, sometimes even 5 miles I'll swim in without stopping. I have logged, as of December 31st, 2019, 7,503 miles. Yes, that's a lot of miles. That's the equivalent of swimming from Los Angeles, California, or Venice Beach, where I live, to Hawaii, from Hawaii to Fiji, and from Fiji to Sydney, Australia. Yeah! Mo is a member of the U.S. Masters Swimming Group, 64,000+ members in the United States of America. She's the oldest. She's not just the oldest, she's a competitor. As I said, she's called the queen, and she's usually the star wherever she goes, not just because of her age, it's because of her very being. I just want to share with you a little bit about her, just minor things, but they add up. She grew up in a place called Great Falls, Montana. Now, if you know anything about the western part of the United States of America, now most of the people listening are from the United States, but we have a worldwide audience. Great Falls, Montana is, by all definitions, a small town or a small city, or a very small city, a large town. And it's it's beautiful. Montana is an amazing big state, but it's very cold in the winter, and it's not a place that is easy to grow up in, especially during the Depression. Remember, she was born in 1923. So even though the 20s were roaring, by the 30s, it was a depression in the United States of America, and it was not easy. And she was the only child, a daughter of two wonderful people who ran a store. But Mo really got her start by going to the neighborhood library. In junior high, she would listen on the radio to a show called University of Chicago Roundtable. Now, just think of it in modern day terms as a podcast of some of the most brilliant, young, highly educated, articulate, interesting people in the world. That's what she was listening to. So it was called radio then, just like it's on radio now, but radio now carried by the internet. And it was just, think of it as a podcast. She was entranced. And as a high school graduate, she told her parents, here's what I want to do. I want to attend the University of Chicago. Now, the University of Chicago is one of the more prestigious universities in the world, not just in the United States, but in the world. Her parents really didn't want to send her away to university, but she was adamant, and she was able to apply, and she was accepted. As she tells the story, her parents believe, because remember, this is the 1920s or so, late 1920s, early 30s, her parents were sure that she was going to be met at the train station by Al Capone, because people in the United States of America, whenever they thought of Chicago, they thought of, unfortunately, just like in today's environment, they thought of graft and corruption and gangsters. Okay, the gangsters are still there and lots of stuff going on. But suffice it to say, Al Capone did not meet her at the station. He was already, thank God, in jail, in prison. And she went on to a really brilliant career at the University of Chicago because she loved learning. She loved books. She loved theater, and she loved opera. And we just had Aida on. Bum, 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 ba-da-da-da-da-dum, ya-da-da-da-dum, la-da-da-da, la-da-da-da. If you haven't ever heard it, go look it up on, see YouTube, Aida, A-I-D-A, by Verdi, V-E-R-D-I. And as she says, it was like rubbing minds with some of the best and brightest in the world. And how could that be anything but exciting? So she got her bachelor's degree. She got her master's degree in social work. Then she moved to Los Angeles, where her brother, she was the only daughter, but she had a brother who was an illustrator and doing very well, enabled her to have a relative and to set up shop here and do what she does, which was helping out in school. She worked for the LA Unified School District, and she worked at the National Council of Jewish Women, and she also worked at Cedars-Sinai Medical Center, and she was always involved with giving. I want to make mention of this because she attributes this to one of the reasons for her longevity and her ability to maintain a sharp, incisive, insightful, caring mentality. As she says, in my world, from my parents and from my sibling and from the people I worked with, you focused on others, not on yourself. And she has a great line. Her line to me is, remember, selfies hadn't been invented yet, in any sense. You hear, that's a bit of wry humor, isn't it? Selfies hadn't been invented yet, in any sense. You focused on others, not on yourself. I asked her if that were be one of the legacies from her, and she said, absolutely. It is truly about service and about giving. Matter of fact, here at the Joy of Living podcast and on the site, thejoyofliving.barryshore.com, Barry, B-A-R-R-Y-S-H-O-R-E, barryshore.com, we sum up the joy of living in one word, giving. Giving of oneself, giving of your ability to be of benefit, giving in every sense possible, writing a check when it needs to be done, making sure that you can give a smile, making sure that you're there to be of benefit. Be a Bob, be of benefit. Here's where it gets really fun and interesting. It was in the 1970s. The 70s. So remember, she was born in 1923. It was in the 70s that she went to a local YMCA and she wanted to exercise a bit. So she found out she was wanted to go to the pool. She found out, I'm sorry, the pool was reserved for a master's swim program. Well, she didn't know what it meant, but she said, okay. But she went the next week, and it was not reserved. So she got into the water, and she's now 60-something. You hear this, everybody? 60-something. She got into the water in her modest outfit, and she began to swim a little bit. But when she learned how to swim, you kept your head above water. You hear this? It's like watching old movies of a guy named Johnny Weissmuller. That's a great name. You just look it up. Johnny Weissmuller, Weissmuller, I believe. Johnny Weissmuller starred in movies called Tarzan, T-A-R-Z-A-N, Tarzan. Johnny Weissmuller was an Olympic swimming champion, but you'll see whenever he's swimming in the movies, in every movie he has to swim some body of water to escape the crocodiles and the hippopotamus and such like that. He was always swimming with his head above the water. So the coach said, put your head in the water, put your head in the water. Well, she never knew how to do that, but she learned. And guess what? She found that she could actually swim pretty well. Matter of fact, she enjoyed it. And she became better and better and better. And her first, we'll call it swim meet, she won 2 awards. One for the best novice, and one because she actually won an event in terms of being the fastest person. And remember, she's in her 60s, and she was great. As she says, she didn't think she was the fastest, but when she got going, she always finished strong. And it's been said about her, and she says about herself, but her coach mentions that she loves the feel of the water. And the key that she brings to swimming, and she really brings a lot to swimming, she's not just setting world records, which we'll talk about in just a moment. What she brings to swimming is the following. Attitude. Her coach, who was a former Olympian, says about her, she's ahead of almost everyone when it comes to attitude. Now, I want to make mention here of Aida, who we just had in the first half of the show. Aida embodies attitude. She says she lives simply. She says she lives with interest in everything that she's doing, interest in other people, and a bright smile is on her face with twinkling eyes. And I can tell you, she can't see much more than 18 inches away from her. So I get really close, and when she sees me, she lights up and says, hi, Barry. Now again, 107, cognizant. So it's attitude can literally cause long life. I want everybody to hear that. It is so vital. What you think about, what you speak about, how you act towards yourself and others makes all the difference. Self-talk, by the way, self-talk is the most important speech you can ever engage in. How you think about, speak about, and act towards yourself and others makes all the difference. Attitude will assure your altitude and give you longevity. Now, what could be better than that? If you need to have a piece of advice from somebody, that's the best you could ever have. But I want to tell you about a great piece of data. Again, this is just data. In the 95 to 99 group, think about it. There is such a group. In swimming, it usually groups together. It's 60, 65, 65, 70, et cetera, every 5 years. There's a 95 to 99 group. So a couple of years ago, wonderful Mo, she's called Mo, M-O, to her friends, Maureen to those who not know her so well. Mo was in the 1,000-yard freestyle event. Now, it happened to be there were no other participants, so she won the event, but that's not the important thing. She not only won, but she set a world record. Her world record is 23 minutes, 57 seconds, and 82 one-hundredths of a second. under 24 minutes, 23 minutes, 57 seconds. Now, I want to put it in context, two pieces to the context. One is that was more than twice as fast as the previous national record. The previous national record for 95 to 99 age group was 50 minutes, 44 seconds, and 12 one-hundredths. She did it in under 24 minutes, more than twice as fast. That is Mo Kornfeld. Now, I have to share with you on a personal level, again, I swim 2 miles a day, thank God. I was a quadriplegic. That means I was paralyzed from my neck down. I was like that for years. Thank God I am no longer. I'm able to be vertical and ambulatory, albeit with the help of a 6.5-foot walking wand. And you can see a video of me swimming on YouTube. You can go to my YouTube channel, Barry Shore, on the YouTube, and you'll see the video of me swimming. I swim with a form called total immersion. But the point of it is that when I swim now, I have to wear floaties on my legs so they don't sink too far. I have paddles on my hands because my fingers don't close. And I wear a snorkel. And, of course, I wear goggles. I use an MP3, waterproof MP3 player to listen to music and inspiring lectures and things like that when I'm swimming. But suffice it to say, when I swim a fast 1,000-yard freestyle, it takes me about 32 minutes. Can I say it again, everybody? I'm 71. Okay, I was paralyzed. I have other issues. Mo, at the age, in the 95 to 99 group, I think it was the age of 96 or 97, she swam it in under 24 minutes. 23 minutes, 57 seconds, 80 to 100s. And she doesn't care if it gets broken. She wants it to be broken because you know why? It's just swimming. She's here to love life. That's who she is. She is a master at living well. Because when you live well, you're living a life of art. As I said, she is a docent at the Los Angeles County Museum. She is a living master. If she were in Japan, she would be considered a living master. Anybody over, I think, the age of 90 or 95 who's an expert in their particular field is considered a living master. And the government makes sure that you have everything you need to maintain and excel at what you do. That's who she's a living master. That's Mo Kornfeld. Now, it's interesting also to understand that part of her advice is perfecting the enjoyment of the moment. Perfecting the enjoyment of the moment. We will sum it up in one of the most important books that I've ever read, studied, read, reread, et cetera, written by a person named Richard Alpert, also known as Baba Ram Dass, or just Ram Dass, who just passed away not that long ago. And the book is titled Be Here Now. The art of enjoying the moment. I'll give you an example. When Mo swims, she likes to swim the backstroke also. Why the backstroke? Because, she says, I can look up and see the sky, the trees and the hills. Remember, we're in Southern California. She's swimming outdoors. Oftentimes, she swims in Pasadena, and she's looking up at the sky and the trees and the hills, which is what I do when I swim in the backstroke. I see the sky and the trees, not so much the hills because of where I swim. But there it is. And she says, occasionally, you can even spot some Canadian geese who are flying by on their migration. How wonderful is that? Talk about joy of living. And there's something else that she's very famous for, and that is singing. Mo sings when she's swimming. She sings Christmas carols. And she's singing Battle Hymn of the Republic. If you don't know it, look it up. And she's singing Glory, Glory, Hallelujah. Glory, Glory, Hallelujah. But she's singing in her voice, which is a falsetto. But she knows what she's doing. She is the essence of what we call bright and multidimensional. That's who Mo Kornfield is. And she's so good at telling stories. That's really what she's about. That's why she loves leading the tours, the token tours of the Los Angeles Museum and also the Los Angeles Metro at Union Station. She just likes to be there and have people focus not on her, but what she's channeling. She's a cog. She knows that. She's a child of God. She's a channel of goodness. Remember, if you're self-involved, you miss a lot of life. That's what she says. It's thinking about and being involved with others, being of service. And I like to bring out, just close out this segment and we'll do a recap, something that she mentioned in an article that I read and when I spoke to her just today, that when she was younger, there was something called Campfire Girls. I hope that it still exists. I don't know if it does. I have a boy, and he's thank God married, and he has two boys, so I don't know much about girls. And I know Girl Scouts still exist. I don't know if Campfire Girls does. But when she was growing up, she was a Campfire Girl, and she earned the highest rank, which is called Torchbearer. And she believes that 8 decades later, that the light that was given to her as a torchbearer is that which she desires to give to others, undimmed by decades. On the contrary, brighter than before. If she was a torchbearer before, the torch has been multiplied exponentially by her life. Today, we have been blessed by listening to and being involved with two remarkable women, two remarkable human beings, one of the age of 107, one of only 1,700 people in the United States of America, one of only 300 people who actually exercise three or times a week or more, another, a nonagenarian, a 97-year person who gets better, who understands that her life is that of a torchbearer. And in these couple minutes to recap, I urge everybody, please, remember what we talked about. Life, your life has a purpose. The corollary to that is go mad. Go make a difference. That's what MAD stands for. And one of the ways to do that is by unlocking the secrets and the power of everyday words and terms. Like WWW. What a wonderful world. Smile, seeing miracles in life every day. Or as my 8-year-old niece says, seeing miracles in everyday life. Uncle Barry, can't you spell smile that way also? I said, sure. And remember, F you, everybody. F you, capital N, capital N. Remember to add that when you look at people, have a big smile on your face, and you say, F you, N-N. Remember, and they say, where'd you get that? Barry Shore, the joy of living. Go forth and create, causing rethinking, enabling all to excel. And for the rest of your life, from now forward, say consciously and conscientiously at least 3 times a day, thank you, thank you, thank you, to harmonize and network kindness. Keep inspiring noble deeds. That's what kind stands for. So our blessing to you is go forth, live the blessing, spread the seeds of joy, happiness, peace, and love. Go mad, go make a difference.